Hello, this is Wanda Baldwin, the mayor of the municipality of Blanc-Sablon. I'm very honored today to do this to recognize the frontline workers and the essential workers in my municipality. We all know that we are living in troubled times, and sometimes we as citizens find it difficult to adhere to all the public health directives. We don't have a choice but to respect those directives in order to keep our population and our frontline workers safe. Many persons do have the advantage to work from their homes since this pandemic started, and this is great. However, we do have a group of essential workers and frontline workers that would also love to have this opportunity to be working from their own homes. Nevertheless, they don't have that liberty, and many of them are leaving their own families and the safety and comfort of their homes and putting their own safety at risk to take care of each one of us. I would like to extend a special thanks to all these essential workers. They are definitely not stated on my list by order of priority. We need each and every one of you during this sanitary crisis. So on behalf of my council, my DG, and myself, I would like to say a big thank you to the following business and staff. The grocery store owners, Chez Barney's and GL's and all their staff. The convenience store, the gas stations and all their staff. The local hardware store in the community of Lourdes de Blanc-Sablon, all the restaurants, Anchors, who is catering as well to take her orders right now, and also to Yummies, to the hotel owners and their staff, and also to the auberge, to Uniprix chez Daniel Driscoll and her staff, to the garage owners and their staff, to the local radio station and all their staff for keeping us informed, to the Caisse Populaire management and all their staff, all the people that are working at the post office, management, teachers, janitors, daycare workers, maintenance workers, and all other professionals that work in the education system, management and workers that work at the CPE, the Centre de Petite Enfance, and also the family daycares, all the workers that are working in the different transport service, such as staff working for the airlines, mechanics working for the airlines, also all the agents that's working for the maritime services, like the Relais Nordique, the Bella, the Comédic, and the Kayak. Also a huge thank you to all our truck drivers. I also would like to recognize our Sûreté du Québec agents, our rangers, the firefighters, and the technical service department in the municipality of Blanc-Sablon. We all know that the crisis we are in is a health crisis. So this situation increased even more the risk that our healthcare workers could be confronted to. As the mayor, with my council and on behalf of all the citizens in this municipality, I would like to recognize all the healthcare workers working in our healthcare system, that is our frontline workers in this crisis. So a special thanks to our doctors, respiratory therapists, nurses, auxiliary nurses, our beneficiary attendants, the animator on long-term care, the cleaners, and all the staff working in the following departments: the laundry department, the kitchen, the maintenance department, the transport department and the management, the support staff, such as all the administrative agents, the lab, radiology, and oncology department, the reception and archive department, the security staff, the pharmacy department staff, the social service community health and public health department, the ambulance workers, and also the managers working for the establishment. Staff also that are working at the Résidence Beau Séjour. I hope I did not forget anyone, and if I did, I sincerely apologize. It was definitely not intentional. So as a mayor, I am asking all the population to continue to respect the directives given by public health. If you have to travel outside the region, respect the isolation, no social gatherings, and respect the distancing. By each one of us doing this, we are protecting our essential workers and our frontline workers. It's a minimum that we can do as citizens to protect them, given they are putting their well-being on the line to protect us and to take care of us. So once again, thank you, thank you, thank you.